All right, welcome
Blog
to It's Not
Talk
Me.
Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey guys, welcome to It's Not Me, It's You tonight. Sorry, we were having some technical difficulties getting started tonight, so in lieu of that, we're going to bypass the music and get down to business. My guest tonight is Miss Kimmy. Welcome.
Hi.
And we're going to talk about mind games, and we're going to talk about games that men and women play with each other, whether they mean to or not. And Kimmy and I are both really good experts on this, I think, because we both have really strong minds. We're strong-willed, and we're going to give the each gender's opinion on this situation, and I hope that that comes out well, right?
Except I don't play games.
You don't play games. Okay, well, the first question I want to ask Kimmy is a very simple question. Whatever happened to Spin the Bottle?
Oh, I remember Spin the Bottle.
How did you play?
Well, you spin the bottle in the middle, right? And everybody circled around.
Right. We were like 12.
And you spin it and you hope that it lands on the boy you want to kiss.
What if it didn't?
You kind of manipulate the bottle so it will.
Oh, so you're blowing on it, you're tipping
it
with your finger.
Yeah, you just kind of turn it really slow.
Well, funny,
and, but so. If it doesn't, you kiss them anyway.
Okay. Yeah. What was the game in the closet? Was it 7 seconds or 7 minutes in heaven? Or and we're back. Sorry about that, gang. We have a little bit of internet problem with Comcast tonight, so we'll just blame them for everything because that's what we do.
That's right.
Anyway, we're talking about 7 minutes in heaven, and I'm convinced that, you know, as 12, 13, 14-year-olds, that games like Spin the Bottle and 7 minutes in heaven produce nothing but sluts and whores and stuff like that.
You don't play Spin the Bottle when you're 14.
You don't.
No, you play Spin the Bottle when you're, like, in second and third grade and fourth.
Oh, we're starting really young then, right? Okay. Well,
No, we played catch and kiss on the playground, and I did get paddled a couple of times for that one.
Knowing you enjoyed it though.
First and second grade. I mean, it was.
What's that? How do you play that
game? You would. It was like, you know, free tag, but you would kiss them if you caught them, or they would kiss you. So you would run really slow. Again, back then, even it's a game, right? You run real slow.
So the boy you want to kiss you would
catch you.
And the boys ran really fast because they would take anybody.
Uh-huh.
Right? We're not picky.
Really?
And that kind of is.
I thought I was special back then.
Oh, sweetie,
second
you're
grade
very
on the playground.
Special, but, you know, I mean, you're second grade. What are you going to do? You hadn't filled out yet, so it was okay. But games back then have switched into a different kind of game now. And you know, I have no right answer, but I do have the perfect answer for the question. The question you would ask me is, do these jeans look fat? That question.
Honey, do these jeans make me look fat?
No, they don't, but those are some pretty fat jeans you got there. See,
wrong
the
answer.
Jeans are fat, but you're not. So that's the right answer.
No, that would not be a very good night for you.
It's,
sorry.
Well, you know what? There's no right answer to that question, though. There is no right answer to that question because if I don't say anything, you know I'm lying. You're asking that question because you already know what the answer is supposed
That I had to do squats to even, you know, get them up, and then
you had to, put oil on and butter on your legs and do all that stuff just to get them to fit. But ultimately, the question is,
you should say, "Good answer is I like big butts."
get in right to the Sir Mix-a-Lot song right away, right? And just play Shrek and do all that good stuff. But what do you mean by butt's big? It's just there's a lose-lose all the way around.
That's not
here.
Really a game.
It is a mind game that women play with men. And the first half of our show tonight, we're going to talk about the games that women play with men.
Okay.
And then the last half of the show, you get your chance.
Okay.
Okay?
Let's do it.
So the way I look at it is that there's three stages to dating. There's the meeting stage, there's the dating stage, and there's the relationship stage. If you make it, stage by stage, right? So the meeting stage is really simple. And I'm going to say right off that most guys are clueless when it comes to women playing games with our head. We're just going to, most of the time up front with you about this is, how you look. You look great. You smell great. You're great. Great, great, great.
I've all of those, yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
But when you turn around and keep digging and keep wanting more and more and more, that is a game. So
the fish.
It is go fish. We're going fishing a lot, don't we, right? So in the meeting stage, there is, there's the sexy clothes thing. Okay, there's the sexy clothes thing. So you wear provocative clothing, and then you get mad when we check you out. This is when we first meet. We go first on a date, okay? The proverbial answer that you guys give is, my eyes are up here. But you wear sexy clothing. What are we supposed to do?
Well, I don't do that on a first date. You have your first date outfit, and then you have your...
What's your first date outfit?
If you meet for coffee or lunch.
Dinner date. Let's talk nighttime date. We're not talking about
lame
coffee and lunch dates.
Okay.
Those don't count.
Let's see. I would wear I would wear something innocent and sweet and flowy.
Okay.
Feminine.
That's the key word there.
Yeah.
You're going to show off your assets, as it were.
No.
Because you're going
in
public. Okay, are you a Mennonite all of a sudden?
No, I had this conversation actually yesterday with my my stylist that dresses me before dates, right?
Oh, so you have one of those. Cool.
I had a date last night. And
don't tell me about it.
So I have the red dress that's very tight fitting and kind of spandexy and a split up the side. And
that was your first date dress?
No, hold on. It was 4-inch heels and strappy sandals. And really, I was like, I don't think I should wear this on the first date. What do you think? And I said, well, what about this dress? So we go, and it's like, the first date with a guy, you don't want them taking your dress off. No, you don't want to give
even
them the impression
eyes, that eyes,
that's
right?
what you, the kind of girl you are. So you try to not be that you want them to take.
Okay,
your
so what date is the slutty dress coming out then? And we're just talking about you and your friends. If you know the answer, you don't have to get generalized here because everybody varies.
The slutty dress is. After 90 days? No.
Okay,
no,
we
no,
talked
no.
too much about that.
No. So. The slutty dress is, it depends. It's like, okay, we're going clubbing. I'm going to put on my, short black dress and my high heels.
Right.
And I'm not looking, here's my rule. And sometimes I break it. But you don't show cleavage and leg because it sends the wrong impression, right?
Depends on the impression you're trying to send.
Well, it's like you show if you've got great legs, you kind of are more modest up top. That's just not true because I wore a sundress last night.
Yeah.
And my legs were showing.
Yeah.
And it was strapless.
Sundresses do their own, have their own
What is it with
category.
Guys in sundresses?
Because you're commando underneath. In our mind.
In your mind.
In our mind.
Wondering if you are.
Well, hoping you are. And even if you aren't, you still are in our mind. So it's
okay.
It's okay. All right. So in the meeting stage still, we're talking, you give out your phone number, for instance, to somebody you met in a bar, club, whatever.
A bar? You don't give your phone number to someone you meet in a bar. Are you kidding me?
Okay. You give your phone number to somebody you meet at Starbucks.
Okay.
Yeah, because coffee bar is so much better than a regular bar, right? But you give your real phone number out.
I've done that.
And he calls, and you don't answer. And
well,
you
don't
ignore
know who it
him.
Is.
Well, I would assume you swapped phone numbers, and you put the phone number in your phone, so you wouldn't know who it
was.
Okay,
so he leaves a message, and...
And you just go on and ignore him.
Okay.
You done that? Have you done that before?
Like, hit ignore?
Yeah, or just don't answer the call. You were interested enough to give him your phone number. Now you're not going to answer the call answer the phone when he calls. That's a game. Women play it all the time. You know what it is? Have you ever done that, first of all?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know why you've done it?
Because I'm busy. Like, I'm getting my nails done and I can't answer the phone or...
All right. I'm sorry, but getting your nails done is not being
busy.
Or
I'm in a meeting. I'm at work.
That's
better. You know.
But it's funny that the nails thing was the first thing that came to your mind, right?
Yeah.
For those of you who do not know Kimmy, she is a model and an actress and a writer and has turquoise blue nails on right now, or nail polish on, and toes, right?
So I get my nails done.
Gotta get your nails done.
Can't answer the phone.
So, but the phone call issue to me shows that you're trying to regain control, just be in control and have the power.
You know,
I've told you this before, as I've told many other people, is that the woman is in control here. Okay?
I still don't get that, because the man has to make the first call.
That's
right?
Not control.
Oh.
Yes or no is control. You have control over, you know, did he ask you out?
He might be listening.
That's okay. Did he ask you out?
Yes. Yeah,
would you like to go out with me?
Yes.
And you said your two choices were yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. You know, when you're in a relationship where you're dating somebody and it's time to, you know, hit the bedroom part of it, you know, sleep with them, you control yes or no.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
When it's time to get married, what do? We ask you, will you marry me? Yes or no?
Okay.
Okay. That's the control. All right. So you keep control. And as long as you do that, you know, you're okay as women. But, you know, men will take advantage of that as quickly as possible because that's how we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is about playing games. This is not about who has control.
Okay.
Because men can play games too.
Yes, and I'm sure they do.
Yeah, we do. We just do it not always knowing we're doing it.
I can't wait to know,
you know
how.
Well, you're going to find out. Okay, so again, bid for power. Women play hard to get in the dating stage. You know? You're kind of aloof. You're kind of...
Yeah, well, I'm just that way anyway. I'm just kind of an aloof kind of person. Like, a lot aloof.
Major aloof.
Like, a little bit spacey, you know? And... You know, it's easy if you're not interested in the guy.
But if you are interested and you turn him down,
And you forget to play hard to get with the ones you're interested in, right?
I don't know. I'm not a woman.
Yeah. It's like, if you, the guy that I'm not interested in, you know, it's easy to hit ignore.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to cancel the date because something came up with,
you had to get your nails
baby
done.
Baby daddy or, you know,
nails
whatever.
Done.
Yeah, you know, yeah, my nails done or whatever. You know, something came up. It's easy to do that. And then it seems that those guys are just like crazy about you. They're like, oh, my gosh, it's that pursuit.
It's the pursuit.
And I'm like, okay, go away. I'm not interested. I'm not playing hard to get. I'm just not interested.
Or you put them in the friend zone.
Or they go in the friend zone.
Ooh. We talk about the friend zone every week around here, don't we? So.
But, you know, sometimes... But then the guys that you that call and you answer on the first ring, you say yes, you don't cancel the plans, you're excited.
Right.
It's not desperate.
Do you think that scares guys off?
I think it does.
Really?
Yeah. I'm kind of learning that, you know, the ones that I are pursuing, I need to treat them like the ones that I don't want to pursue. And then I get what I want, right?
Well, you always get what you want.
Not always.
Okay.
No.
All right, so the meeting stage is kind of easy. Now we segue into the dating stage, okay? The dating stage has so many more opportunities for game playing than the meeting stage does. So broken dates, let's start there. You break your date at the last minute because you have to get your nails done or there's a problem with the baby daddy or whatever, or you just don't show up at all. You stand them up.
Oh, I've never done that. That's awful.
I know. But it happens.
Does that happen?
Oh, yeah. It's happened to me. I know. Shocking to believe
that.
No way. But it's true. But the reason that it's done, the game that's being played there, is that, you know, the one that's being pursued controls the course of the relationship. Okay? So if you break the date with me, I'm coming after you.
Really?
to find out why. You know, it's a matter of disrespect, and you know,
oh,
maybe
you're
even
have a
to, maybe even to, no, maybe even to give you another chance. Because
which
why in
it?
The world would
you
break a date with me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, because you know, men have egos, duh. So we want to make sure that you know at least we get an explanation. Okay, so, but you still will regain control
because
of that.
I wouldn't think that I would call someone back if they stood me up. I would be like...
Well, what if they're laying in the gutter somewhere? I mean,
well, that's
it true. Could happen. I mean...
You give them the benefit of the doubt.
Give them the benefit. I usually give two chances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first time's an accident, second time's on purpose. That's kind of the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at that point, it's a, no, I'm not going to sit around and wait for her to get her shit together because she may never
mm-hmm.
get her shit together enough to be around me. You have to take some responsibility. The woman has to take responsibility, and the man has to take responsibility for that situation. So how about being late? Have you ever been late to
oh
a date?
Oh, my gosh. I'm always late.
That's your middle name, Tardy.
It is. And I don't – no, it is a character defect that I am working on, and I blame it on my – everything.
Okay. Your print
my
time,
ADHD,
your ADHD.
I forgot my lipstick. I had to run back in. I forgot I needed gas or, you know, if I'm meeting.
I mean, traffic is one thing, but let's say the guy's coming over to pick you up and you're not
that
ready yet.
That never happens hardly.
And you're not ready yet. It's happened. I mean, you're just late in general.
Okay, so he's coming.
Or let's say even
what
like,
if I give him the wrong address?
On purpose?
I don't know. Maybe I need more time.
Okay. I think the whole point
I'm
of it is
kidding.
When
no.
you are in the situation.
No, because I'm aloof and flighty and I don't know where I live.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Are you blonde? No. No offense to my blonde friends out there.
I have been for that, yes.
Yeah, I know. Part of it also is you're trying to see how much you can get away with. Do you ever think about that?
Maybe subconsciously.
Yeah. How much can I get away with this guy without driving him away?
Hmm.
And you... test the boundaries. You test the
limits.
So is
he mad if I'm not ready when he gets here? Is the guy, like, is that consider
if
me being late?
If it's a habit. No, first time, no. We chalk it up to being female,
okay.
basically. Okay? Now, let's take tonight, for instance. Okay? I was supposed to be over here at 5:30,
mm-hmm.
where we are somewhere in Nashville. Well, at 5:25, you informed me, traffic notwithstanding everything,
mm-hmm.
that you were taking food to a friend. If I had been here at 5:30, you wouldn't have been here. Now, would I have been happy about that?
Well, I was doing something very noble.
Yeah, noble,
you know?
Right.
Someone
but
had
last
surgery
minute,
to
didn't
deliver
tell me.
Food.
I was like, oh, by the way, I'm going to deliver food. We're glad your friend got food, and we hope everything's okay.
And we're glad
okay.
you were late.
And we're glad the traffic sucked and I was late. But, you know, if that were somebody coming over to get you for a date, that might be a little off-putting. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So, but it's all about control and how much you can get away with. Let's talk about expensive dates. This might be right up your alley.
Why do you say that?
Because
you think I'm high maintenance.
Oh, I did not say the words. I did not. You did not hear me say the two HM words.
Okay,
no, you
expensive
did not.
Dates. What?
All right. You want to go to an expensive restaurant, an exclusive club, a great play, something that costs a whole lot of money, and you expect the guy to pay for it. Why?
Well, first of all, I don't plan the date, usually.
You want to go to the restaurant. You want to go to the play. Guess who's planning the date?
No, the guy.
No, you're giving suggestions, and he's paying for it.
Why would I give suggestions?
Because you want to go to cinema. You want to go to Virago. You want to go to Pinewood. You want to go to, you know, one of these really nice
right.
places.
Right. Well, you know, if they ask my suggestion, where would I like to go, then I will throw out different places, and they're not all expensive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But why do I wouldn't expect him to pay if we were in a relationship or if he was in friend zone. How about that?
What are the two, those are the only two places you
well,
can
no,
be, right?
Well, no, if it's the beginning of a dating relationship and he's pursuing you and he's wanting to take you out and he's planning the dates and he asks for a suggestion and you give suggestions. You know, I could say Whiskey Kitchen, like that, like a Whiskey Kitchen.
Would that be okay?
No, or I could say, I really love the rooftop at Virago.
There you go.
But if you want to go to Whiskey Kitchen, I mean, it's cheaper.
Yeah, because Whiskey Kitchen is such a step down. But and those of you not in Nashville, these are really nice restaurants here in Nashville.
But those are choices.
Those are choices. Now, I don't have a problem with the expensive date kind of thing. It's when it's expected, and it's expected almost every single time you go out.
Is this after you're in a relationship?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
In the beginning, when the guy's pursuing you and he's asking to take you out and he's planning the evening, then that's on him, right?
If he's planning the evening and he takes you somewhere nice every single time, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But when he's asking and every single time you're saying, I want to go to the rooftop or I want to go to, San Anejo or any of these nicer places or Kane Prime, let's go there, a real expensive steakhouse. The mind game behind it, though, whatever the case or whatever the restaurant may be, is that,
I don't think it matters where you go if you're with someone you want to be with.
Well,
maybe?
Here's the thing. We think that if we don't take you there, we have no chance with you at all. We have no shot with you.
If you don't take us there because that's where you think we want to go, then why would you think such a thing?
Because you've either discussed it or you just give off that impression, of being, of enjoying the finer places in life.
Yeah.
A picnic in Centennial Park would be just as nice.
If you're with somebody you want to be on a blanket with in the park.
But
fried chicken.
when we did the show a few months ago with Claudia, we talked about the independent woman. This comes back to that a little bit where, if the woman can afford to go to these places herself and the guy is just taking her to impress her, that's not the same as taking her to romance her. There's a difference between impressing and romancing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was determined because if you can go there on your own to that restaurant and pay for yourself, it's not that big of a deal. Do something a little different. You know what I mean? So go somewhere maybe you can't go or you normally wouldn't go.
When a guy says, I'm going to take you out to dinner and they suggest a place, if it's a chain restaurant that I take my kids to, I'm probably going to
say no.
Go. Yeah. I'll be like, if I don't have a choice, but if they say, what about Chili's? I'd be like, I go there like 3 nights a week with my kids, come on.
I love Chili's.
I can take myself to Chili's, thank you very much.
But you can also take yourself to Baraka. You can take So it's just working that out. And maybe for you it's not the best example in the world because, you can pretty much go everywhere. But finding somewhere, the important thing is for romantic purposes, finding somewhere that's different that you maybe have never been to before, that you wanted to go and going there.
Like all the new restaurants?
There's a few.
There's so many.
I know.
And it's like, if somebody knows Nashville and they haven't tried them, it's like, oh, let's go try this place or that place or whatever. But to me, if you get past date 3 or 4, I don't care where we go because I'm really digging you.
Right.
So we could go to Corner Pub and eat chicken chunks for all I care, you know? Yeah.
Don't call them wings. I call them chunks. I don't know. So.
I think in the getting to know you stage, the guy's trying to impress you and you're trying to kind of figure out if you.
And that goes back to it. Do women want to be impressed or do they want to be romanced? Because you can't do both.
Why not?
In my opinion. Because it's superficial. At some point, the guy's flaunting his money. He's flaunting his.
Not impressive.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. So,
I don't want to kiss you at the end of the night, I don't care how fine the restaurant was or how much money you have. If I don't want to kiss you at the end of the night, it doesn't matter. I'm probably not going to go to the next finest place with you. So
it's over. You have been designated to the friend zone. Peace out.
Or I'm just not into you.
Yeah. Will you give him another try? One more date to try?
I don't know. It just depends.
Depends on
how
nice a place he takes you, right?
Yeah, like if he's going to take me to the symphony.
Made my point. Thank you.
If we're going to go, we're going to go to the symphony or we're going to go to a great concert.
All right, let's go on to the next one in the dating stage, and that is flirting with other guys while he's there.
I don't do that.
You know women who do that, don't you, though? And it may even be an innocent flirtation, but there's a matter of respect,
mm-hmm.
and it's a matter, again, it's what control, but it's also a matter of seeing how interested the guy is. If he gets jealous,
mm-hmm.
that means obviously he's more interested.
Or he's very insecure.
Or he's very insecure, so you have to determine which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I would rather be with somebody who's desired by other men than somebody who's not,
mm-hmm.
to the point, as long as there's trust and not any kind of a cheating thing going on. But that's a fine line. It's a very fine line.
Yeah, and guys who have that eye, you know, it's like every chick
fine.
That
we're
walks
perfect.
By
we don't, no,
we
don't
while
do
you're having dinner.
We don't do that.
You know, it's like, dude, are they trying to make the girl jealous and insecure?
Is that a game?
I don't know.
What do you think? What do you think? Has that ever happened to you? You're at dinner with a guy and he's checking out other women, including the server?
Yeah, I've been out with some very flirtatious men that aren't giving me the attention that I want.
Or deserve, I might add.
Are they texting or...
Okay, leave your phones in the car, people.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, that, you know, flirting is also in the eyes of the beholder,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, you might just be talking to a friend of the opposite sex, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, again, if there's trust issues or there's insecurities, that may come across as being flirty. How about you say one thing and you do another?
Like, I do that all the time.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I just changed my mind.
Did I say that out loud?
I just changed my mind, right? That's not...
Well, let's use this as an example. Let's say you want to go to, and we keep using the restaurants around here, but you want to go to Virago, and he ends up taking you to Outback, and you pout all night long because he didn't take you to Virago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a game.
How is that a game?
Because you're...
Did he ask where I wanted to go?
No, he planned the date.
And he takes me to Outback?
Well, it's a casual.
You know
date
how bad
five.
Outback
five
is? It's gotten closed down.
Okay,
like,
seriously. I was using that as an example. What bad example would you like
I
me
go
to
back to...
Chili's.
It doesn't matter where you go if you're with a person that you want to be with.
Then why are you pouting about it?
I'm not pouting. I just maybe don't like the atmosphere. It's more, for me, it's more about the atmosphere, the ambiance, the, you
Isn't
know.
Isn't the ambiance made with the person you're with, though?
It
if
is,
you're
but
into
also
them, it
like
matter.
Dim lights and, you know, candles on the table and, you know, whatever. But I don't like clattering dishes and sitting by the kitchen in a restaurant with a bunch of kids when I don't have my kids and I'm on a date. So,
duly noted.
I would probably pout, you're right.
Yeah, you would be whiny, so... All right, so that brings us to the relationship stage. Now, the games that are played during relationships.
Have we already been... Okay, we went through the meeting.
We went through dating.
Oh, and we're dating.
Really
and now
to keep up. Now we're in a relationship.
Wait,
here.
What defines relationship?
Oh, that's a whole other show altogether,
God.
Okay?
Yeah.
Everybody's different in what they define their relationship to be.
Okay,
how
so we're in
define?
A relationship with
so
someone now.
You've been out 10 times. You've been done your 3 months,
mm-hmm.
okay? Your 90 days. You had to define the relationship talk. You decide you're
you
going to be...
You did that in 10 dates?
No.
90 days in 10 days?
Well,
days
you were out of town a lot.
Oh, okay.
And you were dating other people.
Oh,
you were
okay.
Just, you're very busy. You had your nails done a lot and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So, 3 months.
Okay. So you're dating someone 3 months, and you think you're in a relationship with
them. Both of you decide that you're going to be in a relationship.
Oh, so it's mutual.
Yeah, preferably. It's not a relationship unless it's mutual, right? Unless it's a stalker type of situation. Or
Well, the girl might think she's in a relationship with you, but...
We're not going to go
okay.
there. Okay. We're just drumming up the not so immediate past, right?
Okay.
So, all right. The first way is being selfish, okay? You act in a lot of different ways just to see how much... of your behavior he'll tolerate, okay, whether you are being just mean or you're being flirtatious and backing off. or, you know, whatever the situation might be, because you're in a relationship now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have that friendship thing, but you also have the physical thing. And so it's just a matter, you know, you want to find out, kind of, you're playing the game to find out how much of a man he really is. Is he going to stand up to you, or is he going to let you roll over him, and not in a good way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Steamroller.
Mm-hmm.
You ever done that?
What?
She chuckled when I say that.
What?
Have you ever acted selfishly and acted out a little bit, almost like a, you know, like a,
well,
an 8-year-old?
Well, yes. Like, I don't want to go there because now you know what I like, and why are you taking me here? And I could be pretty self-centered at times, and I want to do what I want to do, and... Yeah, of course.
One of the things that women are notoriously famous for is bringing something up 6 months after it's happened. You store these little tidbits of occurrences in your mind, and if the situation arises, you know, down the road in the relationship, you'll bring it. Hey, remember what you did 6 months ago? Remember what you said a year ago? And we're like, we have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
But you're storing these little bits of information away for later.
Okay.
Ever done that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave that one alone then,
mm-hmm.
Okay? One of my favorite games is the mind reading.
Catching kids.
Yeah, right? The mind reading. I'm supposed to know what you're feeling. I'm supposed to know what you're thinking. I'm supposed to know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Without you telling me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Why do you do that?
Okay, so you've hurt my feelings,
mm-hmm.
and I'm quiet, and I'm never quiet. And you
true
say,
story.
You say, what's wrong? And I say,
nothing. And I'm supposed to figure out what that means.
And I'm smiling.
Gritting your teeth.
Yes.
All the time. See?
And then you say, are you sure? Mm. And then I let it out. Because you haven't figured it out. So I tell you exactly what's wrong, and then you change the subject. What's that all about?
Ooh, turn it around on the way.
You ask what's wrong, I say nothing, you press, and then I say, well, I don't like the way you didn't do something you said you were going to do on the way home from wherever, whatever, you know. Or maybe I think I deserve flowers today and you didn't bring me flowers.
And we would know that how, that you deserve
because
flowers.
I'm mad at you because you did something stupid and, you know, you haven't even tried to make up for it.
Did we know we did something stupid? Or do we have to figure that out too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you should just know.
We should just know that we did. Every morning, gentlemen, every morning when you're with a woman in a relationship and you're sleeping together, every morning when you wake up, you roll over, and this is good advice here. You roll over, you look her in the eye.
While you're dating?
If you're sleeping in the morning, if you wake up together in the morning, I don't care if you're dating or not,
okay.
Married, whatever it is.
Okay.
Roll over, look her in the eye, give her a little peck on the cheek or on the lips, and say, I'm sorry. Just get it out of the way early. You're going to screw up. We're going to do something. It's going to make you mad. We know it. It's going to happen, and we probably won't know what it is. So
uh-huh.
Just get it out of the way early, and the fact that you laugh means you get it.
Yeah.
Right? Just say, I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm going to do today.
Yeah.
But here's my apology now. And everybody will go about their business in a much happier fashion. Agreed?
Yes.
Mind reading. Hate it. All right. She compares you to her friends' boyfriends
mm-hmm.
or husbands. Okay? Inevitably, as the relationship goes on and you guys get engaged or there's jewelry involved, that usually happens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the diamond you bought me is not as big as the one that my friend got from her boy, so you obviously don't love me as much as they do,
mm-hmm.
okay? His penis is bigger than yours.
What?
I mean, there's all sorts of comparisons that can be made, or just the way that they act together. You know, there's a lot of comparisons, and that's another game.
Yeah.
Done that?
Absolutely.
And why?
Well, it's really manipulation. It's not really a game at all. It's just you want to make him feel like crap because you feel like your friend's boyfriend, fiance, husband is treating them better, and you think you're a nicer person than she is. Why is she getting all the jewelry? Why does she get to go on trips? Why does, you know, I'm so good to you? You're really just pointing out something that they're doing, that the other guy's doing for his woman that you want them to do for you. So you're, it's really kind of a read my mind, but
yeah.
I'm telling you,
and you know what we
without
do?
Being direct.
You know what we
yeah.
do? We go to the guy and say, dude, what the hell are you doing here? You're killing me. So it's, yeah, it's hard to keep up with the Joneses sometimes.
No, it's guys just, you know, when they're dating in the beginning, you know, they are trying to impress you.
Yeah.
They are more thoughtful. They do the text and the call and the pursue and take you out and wine and dine you and do all that. And then they just stop once they have you. Stop with, oh my, you look so pretty in that dress. Or, did you get your hair done today, darling? Or, I like the color of your nail polish. You know, I mean, they quit complimenting you. They just take you for granted.
Why do you think that happens? And
because
then I'll answer
you're not a challenge
question.
Anymore. They know they have you, and it's just you become complacent, and you're in a relationship, and that's really why they probably don't last. Because, you know, unless you learn from your mistakes from a past relationship, then you try harder to pay attention.
If we want you bad enough, and we want to keep you bad enough, we will make the effort. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's happening to where that's dwindling off and the attention, all that, maybe it's time to have another talk. You know what I mean? Because
like this isn't working for me.
This isn't working for me. You need to step it up, and hopefully, you know, there's some communication and honesty that, you know, well, you know what, maybe I don't love you anymore, or maybe it's just not working for me anymore. And
yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all grown ups here. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know? Question is, do you want to, as a couple, do you want to stay together just for the sake of staying together? So, because you don't want to get back out there and date again? Is it worth it to be unhappy? You know? I don't think so, personally. But
it depends, you know, on the pain.
Do you want to be alone or
yeah.
and unhappy? Or do you want to be alone and happy or together and unhappy is ultimately the question you have to ask. So the last one, or one of the last ones anyway, for the relationship is... bitch just gets crazy. She just is just making...
What
know,
did you call her?
I said, bitch is getting crazy. She's
oh,
just,
probably because you're making her
she
crazy.
She is. Well, is that the case? Or she's just trying to play the games and try to test, again, inconsistent behavior. And she's, you know, throwing tantrums. And she's just kind of nuts.
Probably PMS.
Could be. It's very important, guys, that we know what their cycles are ahead of time so that you can plan a fishing trip that week or something. But
or passive-aggressive, you know. It's like you don't really want to have that talk. You don't want to have a confrontation because you're supposed to read my mind. And so you hold up.
You're just playing right into my hands here.
Yeah.
You know that, don't
yeah.
You?
So. You just don't get us. So we throw a tantrum. We cut you off. We... you know, we do all that.
Then we break up. And then we start the situation all over again.
With someone else.
That's how we roll, right?
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, those are some of the games that women play with men. Now, I don't have a list of games that men play with women because, you know, I came unprepared, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to give Kimmy her shot.
Mm-hmm.
To tear into the guys and then, you know, we'll see. Do you have some specific types of games that you've experienced from men, mind games, emotional, whatever, that you want to bring up
and
talk about?
Yeah, actually. You know, I think game playing, it's like the cat and mouse, the chase, he's the hunter, he wants to pursue, those whole things, you know, those games are different, and then you can get into just manipulation, control, emotional, I call it mind effing somebody, just mm-hmm. like messing with their head. Mm-hmm. Just, and I don't do that. I'm saying men do it.
Okay, if you guys could see the halo, the halo that just popped up over her head when she said, I don't do that.
I don't mind, you know, that word. Right. But, you know, it is. It's the whole thing is it's a control, a power. Who's in control? Who's going to show the cards? Who's going to care more? Who's not? You know, who's going to be vulnerable? Who's not? And, you know, I talked to a friend of mine a couple of days ago, and I said, so you used to date musicians, and that's all she dated? And she said, yeah. And I said, so why did you stop? And she said, because I got tired of them being all about them, and I met a nice guy that had an ice cream truck.
Uh-oh, meth dealer.
And he was totally into me.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, I don't know. It's like, what is it with men and their egos? You know? And those games. It's like, you want me to tell you you don't look fat in those jeans and your body looks like, you know, you've worked out 5 days a week and you want me to tell you how sexy you are. And
oh, thanks.
You know, I mean, guys want
sure.
want that too. But
I want to say, I want to try and interject on that one, but it's going to be hard to get away with it. So I'm debating if I want to have this on. Most guys that are like that are in entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Or doctors.
Or doctors. Yeah, public figure of some sort.
C-level
like
executives,
yeah,
maybe.
You know. But, you know, it's hard. Yeah, we have egos. We're good with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a secret. It's just how we handle those egos that differ, I think. You know, some have bigger egos because they make more money, they're more successful, they, you know, they're better looking, whatever the situation is, they have women around them, whatever. That builds up your ego.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not gonna deny that.
Okay.
But, you know, the ego crushers come along when a woman such as yourself comes into their life and just manipulates and...
I don't do that.
I said like yourself, not you, sweetie. So.
But
manipulates and plays with their head, plays with their mind, spends their money, you know, and then...
I think I posted that the other day. All we want is your shirt to sleep in.
Right, which is awesome.
All the covers off the
bed.
As
long as, yeah.
Your credit card.
Yeah.
Your heart, your soul, your free time.
Yeah.
Good.
Your space. You're not demanding at all.
We want everything.
And we will give that to you
mm-hmm.
in return for one very simple thing.
Respect.
And sex.
And sex.
And good sex.
Hmm.
And probably all the other things, too. I mean,
right.
We don't want your dresses. We don't want your shoes. But we want you.
Yeah.
We want you to be there for us and not give you all of that stuff that you just said. And then you go around and screw around on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, so many do.
Women do.
Women do that too. Mm. Women too. Oh yeah, men do that too. Yeah, remember, we have two brains.
Uh-huh.
One in our head and one about right below our waist.
And we do too. One's our heart and one's our mind.
Yeah.
Right. So. Yeah. And you know, it's, I think men, so when you say women are in control, they have all the power, I don't think so. I mean, maybe they have the power. One of my girlfriends said once, you know, he's got the credit card.
Yeah. But
know.
Don't you have your own money?
But
they have their own money?
No, she's like, he's got the credit card, but I'm the, he's got a, what do you do? This somewhere, you know. I mean, it doesn't. Men, oh, we don't want to get into that.
Go
but
ahead.
No, I was going to say women want an emotional connection, and they want to feel loved and cherished, and like
true.
that adored. And men want sex. So.
Yeah, but to us, that is all the stuff you just said. If we have that, we're adored, we're loved, and we're, you know, and we're content and all that good stuff. So
power games that men play with women. Games.
Games.
They don't call when they say they're going to call. They,
that it? Is that it? That's the only
they
one?
They don't give you, they don't, I don't know. It's like punishing.
It's
if
control.
You don't do what they want you to do, then they're, if you don't answer, if I don't answer a guy's text in a timely manner, then it's all a game. It's like, okay, so then when I do text, then I won't hear from them for a couple, I mean, how mm-hmm. long does the game playing go? It's, if I cancel a date on you, then you're going to go play golf with the guys, and if you do that because you're mad, I don't know. It's hard. I hate dating.
Tolerance, your tolerance of games depends on where you are in that particular situation. You know what? If the guy cancels on you, he's done. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm to the point now, finally, that if I am disrespected, especially, you know, mm-hmm. if somebody, you know, doesn't, you know, stands me up or you're done. That's it.
Well, you get two chances, you
no.
said.
Well, I'm at the point where I'm only given one.
You're joking
so,
that.
I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm very, my time is too important.
Mm-hmm.
My self-respect is too important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that give your self-confidence a hit? You did, yeah, it does. Absolutely gives your, why would she stand me up? I'm awesome. You know, I'm great. Da, 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 da. But, you know, it comes back to ego. Because as we get older and as we get more relationships and dating and friendships or whatever under our belt, we know what we want and what we don't want. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we're both at a pretty decent age for this. We've been through some experiences, both of us, certainly more than mine, but because you're female, not because you're skinny, but...
yeah, okay.
I'd be careful what
good,
I say
good,
there. Right?
Good
save.
Good save.
Yeah. The look I was getting was about, okay, I'm going to kill you now. But, you know, it comes back to what do I want? And if I'm not getting it, I'm done. And what I don't understand from a lot of women still, even at our stage of life, younger, middle, older, whatever, is that a guy will treat them like shit. 2-3 times, and they still go back to them. And you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not for the life of me understand that, because it's been such a you know, we can go back to anybody on Jerry Springer. We can go back to anybody living in a trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
We can go, I mean, just the verbal and sometimes physical abuse that is heaped on women by guys, and they still go back. And I
mm-hmm.
just do not get that. Maybe you...
Mm-hmm.
Can shed some light on that for me.
Well, I think...
it doesn't have to be
I don't
your
think
personal
it
experience.
No, I don't think anything starts that way. I think, you know, you're... I think you... And I had this conversation with someone. You don't see the red flags in the beginning because you don't want to.
Right. Love is blind.
Right. And then once a woman becomes... intimate with a man, you know, her heart's connected to that, usually.
And men usually aren't.
And they aren't. And so she's overlooking all those red flags of, oh, he cares so much about me because he's insanely freaking jealous, you know, or, oh, he wants to be with me all the time, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden I don't have any girlfriends because he's isolated me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, you mistake it for, oh, it's love. And by the time you get into it and you're having an intimate relationship with the man, it's hard for you to get away.
Right.
And when you try to pull away, then their behavior becomes more controlling and it becomes a mental game to where, you know, they don't respect you and you question your own respect for yourself. You do say, oh, why am I here? But it's hard to detach emotionally
right.
once you're intimate with someone. And I have some friends, some guy friends that are older, you know, that date really young girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, I'm like, they're God, she was just crazy. Now I can't get rid of her, you know? And I said, well, why do you have sex with her so quick?
Yeah.
You know, you need to wait. A woman needs to wait, and then, you know that person and she's crazy, and then, you don't cross that line with someone, or he's crazy.
Right.
So you wait and you really get to know each other. And you know what he said?
Hmm.
Now you have sex with a girl quick, and the crazy comes out quicker.
But then it's harder to get rid of them.
So
you want crazy now, you want crazy later.
Yeah.
And I agree with that, but I usually date women in their, late 30s and 40s. I've gone out in their 20s, and yeah, they're crazy. Well, and that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
But and I'm going to lump you in. You guys, okay?
You women.
In that age range have more than any soap opera on TV. It's ridiculous. You have young is crazy. You have drama. And the drama is with your girlfriend. The drama is with your personal life, your kids, your job. I mean, just like, my God, get me out of here now. You get, like your friend said, you get the younger women and they're just quite cray. Right? So, where do you go? But it's just, which one do you want? Which poison do you want as a guy? And that's kind of it's poison. Because, nothing is going to last with all that going on.
Mm-hmm.
We ultimately, as I consistently say, want to grow old somebody.
That's what we all say. But then
we wonder. I wonder, seriously, if we're not.
Then again, you're looking, when you start dating someone, you're kind of do the interview and you... Okay, well, we can make it to that other stage, and then you go on, and then what blows it up?
Your friends, your family, your job, another person comes along. There's just so many things around your cell phone. Your smartphone blows it up because you're on it all the time.
Uh-huh.
There's just too many distractions. And it's hard to get to know people anymore. One thing I have found, especially, my mom's happy about this because it happened to him and his wife is a friend as well. I see more people going back to people they knew in high school and college because they don't have to date. They don't have to get to know them anymore.
You
they already
tell your
know
story.
Them. You don't
right.
They know your story. And getting them 50, 20 years later with and I see more and more people going that direction and getting remarried that way to those people, and that's and they have been apart, they know each other for 12 years, and he saw her again like after years, and he knew he was going to marry this girl, and they got married literally 4 or 5 months later. It was amazing. And this was someone who talked to me that never, ever, ever going to happen.
She's never been married?
No, she's married. I've been through a lot of very traumatic experiences with whatever children and all that stuff, but never going to get married. And then, bam, it happened. So, people turn back time a little bit.
Well, back to the game. I was dating after a long relationship, and I wasn't ready. And but I wanted to go out. I didn't want to stay home. I was going out with my girlfriends. I didn't really want to be that girl in the bar either. And my first, I'm ready for a relationship. I don't. Have casual sex, and
why are we here?
And I'm emotionally available, and
that's here.
That's what I say. And they would be for some reason, those men would pursue me so hard. I guess they saw this little wounded bird, and they wanted to, you know, prove that they could make her fly again.
It's human nature to we can't have.
Right. And then, now that I'm emotionally available, 2 years later, you know, it's like, I'm emotionally available. I think I'm ready maybe now. Just recently, it's like, okay, I'm ready to maybe find someone to spend time with. That one person, you know, I don't have to ever get married again. I've done that, you know.
Well, you're not allowed to get married anymore.
No, it's over.
Too many times.
So.
The county clerk has been notified.
Shut up. Hey, I'm Elizabeth, right? But, you know, then all of a sudden, the guys just say, I'm going to have that other conversation. I'm going to say, I'm emotionally unavailable. Men love that.
And then you can become
and I don't
available
ever want to get married, and I don't want a relationship, and maybe I'll have casual sex, you know?
So
you're
reverse,
like the perfect girl.
It's reverse psychology, basically, right?
Exactly. So. Treat the ones you don't want. I mean, that you want, like the ones you don't want.
All right, ladies, there's your advice. Guys, be on the lookout for the reverse psychology tactics. So, anyway, any last words of wisdom for men or women in dating and playing the games? Or words of advice? Or
I think at our middle age, I hate the games. I don't want to. I think... Oh, I wonder if that right person comes along in your life. You can be authentic and real. It will develop organically, and there's no games. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
It'd be rare, but yeah, it's nice to see and experience for sure.
I don't know.
Let's try being organic and beautiful. So.
The trees. The stars.
Thank you, Kimmy, for
joining
us. No, that was us. The halo. Oh, the halo. Oh, I'm sorry. It was very bright in here. I couldn't see. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And let's see. Housekeeping notes for next week. I'm actually going to be on vacation next week, so we will not be having a show. I don't know where I'm going to be next Thursday, so to actually schedule a show might be very difficult. But so join me in 2 weeks. We will have another fabulous show for you. Be sure, in the meantime, to go to itsnotmeradio.com, like the show on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and also the show is available archived on the website and also on iTunes podcasts. And without further ado, I appreciate it. Thanks again, Kimmy, for joining me.
Good night.
And as always, peace out.